This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. President Donald Trump Sunday extended his stay-at-home guidelines until the end of April, dropping a hotly criticized plan to get the economy up and running by mid-April, after a top medical advisor said more than 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus outbreak. The reversal by Mr. Trump, which he said would be disclosed in greater detail Tuesday, came as the U.S. death toll topped 2,460 from the respiratory disease. This according to a Reuters tally. More than 141,000 cases total, the most of any country in the world. Earlier Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN the pandemic could ultimately kill between 100,000 and 200,000 people in the United States if mitigation was not successful. Mainland China reported a drop in new coronavirus cases for the fourth consecutive day Sunday as Beijing seeks to stamp out the risk of a second wave of infections by shutting its borders to foreign travelers and cutting international flights. The National Health Commission said in a statement on Monday that 31 new coronavirus cases were recorded Sunday, including one locally transmitted infection, dropping from 45 cases a day earlier. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson thanked the public and all essential workers for their help during the coronavirus crisis. In a video posted on social media Sunday, Johnson, who is self-isolating in Downing Street, thanked NHS staff, returning staff, pharmacists, essential workers, and the volunteers for all their hard work. For comprehensive coronavirus coverage and all the day's news, please visit us on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vietnam's prime minister posted on the government's website that he has ordered the suspension of public transportation in an effort to curb the spread of coronavirus. He also calls for a limit to the use of private vehicles and encourages state officials to work from home. The CEO of Tokyo 2020 says planning for venues for the next year's Olympic Games have already become problematic. This, even though organizers have not been told they can't use any venue. The head of the Games made the comments at a press conference Monday, where he also announced the delayed Games would begin July 23, 2021, and the Paralympic Games would begin August 24, 2021. The Tokyo 2020 CEO said the committee is moving in the direction of honoring tickets bought for the 2020 Games at the rescheduled events or providing refunds in case of scheduling changes. Stakeholders in a multi-billion dollar global trade fair set to launch in Dubai in October are to hold talks Monday on a possible postponement. There are concerns over the coronavirus pandemic for Expo 2020. Dubai is part of the United Arab Emirates and had hoped to attract some 25 million visitors to the six-month event. Many of its economic forecasts are pinned to the mammoth gathering. The EU Commission has authorized France's $1.2 billion plan to help small businesses hit by the coronavirus. A limited emergency use authorization for two antimalarial drugs touted as game changers by President Donald Trump has been issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to treat coronavirus patients. In a statement published Sunday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services detailed recent donations of medicine to a national stockpile, including chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, both being investigated as potential COVID-19 treatments. It said the FDA had allowed them, quote, to be distributed and prescribed by doctors to hospitalized teen and adult patients with COVID-19 as appropriate when a clinical trial is not available or feasible, end quote. Mr. Trump said last week that the two drugs could be a, quote, gift from God, end quote, despite scientists warning against the dangers of overhyping unproven treatments. Many researchers, including Anthony Fauci, the United States' leading infectious disease expert, have urged the public to remain cautious until larger clinical trials validate smaller studies. The Panama Canal Authority says two cruise ships carrying more than 1,800 passengers and crew stranded off the Central American country and hoping to reach port in Florida had begun the process of transiting the canal.